I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the midst of heavy rainfall in Tajikistan, riverbanks flooded, sending water into several villages in the middle of the night. The country's president is asking for international aid, but Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association is relying on missionaries.
What SGA is doing is getting involved with this missionary family as well as the Central Church, working with them long after all international aid groups will be gone. It will be that local church that will be a witness of the gospel.
SGA is trying to provide supplies, but they need both funding and
pray that God uses the local church to be a vibrant witness of the gospel.
Meanwhile, generally speaking in missions,
Native Americans have just been off our radar, and their young people have languished in a terrible epidemic of hopelessness that includes a suicide rate that is quadrupled that of the rest of the kids in America.
So says evangelist Ron Hutchcraft. That's why they developed the Warrior Leadership Summit. Hutchcraft says it brings refocus and revival. This year's conference runs between June 28th and July 3rd. Hundreds of Native youth will be sent out to share Christ.
If they go back and begin to fight for their generation, there may finally be a breakthrough in Indian missions that has eluded for 500 years.
And the Angolan people are hungry to learn about spiritual things, and resources are needed to help them learn about the truth of God. Operation Mobilization is starting a Bible school because of this. Students have just successfully completed their first year. 15 church leaders in training will continue on to the next year, and a few new students will join them as well. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.